Stevie Wonder.
There you go. That was better.
Better.
I mean, he's still singing.
He was still,
but he's quite low.
We've crashed the end now.
I know.
That's,
it's not good.
It's never going to work,
is it? It's not good.
Yeah. We have to read the
oh, okay. The thing that I was saying before.
Yeah. Now is the time. We have to be very careful about this.
Why?
Well, because competition's on the BBC now.
Oh, you've got to be careful about everything.
Got to be careful about everything.
Okay.
Blue Peter pets get sacrificed if we do it wrong.
Oh, it's
That's
true.
A joke. That's
it's
a joke.
It's a joke. No pets
No
were
pets will be harmed.
No.
Unless
Not
Catherine
on air.
Gets this wrong.
Froggy went a-flirting.
That's the name of the competition. It's not just a random collection of words at the top of that piece of paper.
So now we are definitely and officially now looking for two contestants today. To have a chance of taking part.
You have to get the words right. BBC compliance, honestly.
I'm just going to read it. Don't improvise. Look, we're looking for two contestants today. To have a chance for taking part in the competition, you need to call
0500 288 291.
The phone lines will be open now and stay open for an hour.
The number again, it's 0500 288 291.
Please note, calls to this number are free from a BT landline. Other networks may vary, and mobiles will cost more.
They will cost more, probably. How come BT get a plug? How does that happen in this BBC compliance universe?
I don't know.
It's David Tennant and Catherine Tate. We're sitting in for Jonathan Ross, who's smearing himself in Easter eggs all weekend, so he can't be here.
With his many dogs.
You know about Jonathan's dogs.
I do know about Jonathan's
Why
dogs.
Why is that, Catherine?
Because he gave me one, thank you.
He gave you one of his dogs.
He gave
Your
me.
Little twinkle.
My little twinkle.
Yeah, who's the size of a handbag.
She is. She's the size of a little bat. Oh, she's so beautiful. I would never carry her in a handbag, though.
No?
It's not. It isn't good for them. Dogs weren't made to be carried.
They weren't?
No. You can get these bags where their heads come through the side, though, apparently.
Really?
I imagine in America.
Do you dress Twinkle up?
Look, it's really funny to dress them up. There's no getting away from it. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And for Halloween, if you've not got a pair of devil's horn and a red satin cape on your pet, then shame on you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. It's so funny.
Funny at the expense of your poor dog, no?
Oh, no, it's just cute. Not if she wasn't, you know, feeling it or not being happy, but she was. And for Christmas Day...
How do you know?
Oh, come on, you know.
You let her sleep in the bed with you, don't you?
I do.
That's disgusting.
It's not. It's lovely. It's like having a little hot water bottle.
Ooh.
And they circle and circle and circle, and then she drops down.
Yeah, that's because they're wolves or something, isn't it?
It's because they're pack animals.
Yeah, no, but the circling is...
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, something about wolves. Something about evolution. And wolves and something like that.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely.
But for Christmas Day, she had a fur-trim red velvet dress. My mum got very annoyed. Dear. She said, "You can't walk down the street like that."
Your mum was right.
She was no.
Come on, and
oh,
you then
really
go walking Twinkle on the heath with a little fur.
Not in her frock. No, not in her frock. No, she's
and Twinkle.
Got to be...
How do you call for that?
I know.
Heel Twinkle. She looks like a little monkey, doesn't she?
She does.
Yeah,
really.
She
sweet.
Is quite cute.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So, I'll phone in for the competition.
0500 288 291. Paul Merton coming up in a minute.
I know.
Is he here? He's finally arrived.
He is.
Yes. Is that him in the studio? No, he's hiding around the corner. We've got Easter eggs. Do you know there's a box of Easter eggs been delivered to the studio as well?
That's very kind.
What would be your Easter egg of choice?
Easter egg of choice? Oh, gosh. It would be milk chocolate.
Yes, of course.
It would be milk. Although, I'm quite interested to try Willy's Chocolate Factory.
Ah, Willy's Wonky's.
Because he's doing Willy's Wonky's Factory.
Willy Harcourt Coos.
Very good.
Have you been watching his...
I have been watching that.
Channel 4...
Channel 4...
Willy's Wonky
Everyday
Factory
show.
Chocolate.
Well, it was Willy's Wonky Chocolate Factory. Now it just seems to be called... Willy or something, because I don't think the chocolate factory's wonky
chocolate
anymore.
Willy.
Chocolate factory's up and running now.
Is he doing all right?
Oh yeah, he had to hand wrap his bars because lo and behold, the machine broke down on Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've got to fill that show with drama of some kind.
You have to.
Porsche Man makes chocolate. What are you going to say?
But he's doing very high-end dark chocolate, and I'm not really a fan of
dark chocolate. It's quite a good show. If you've never seen this, faithful listener, you won't know what we're talking about. It's a Channel 4
documentary following
a posh bloke and his family as they make posh chocolate.
And he's been doing this for 15 years, and he's a big friend of...
Who?
Marco Pierre White.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Right.
I was about to say Marco Polo, and I thought, that doesn't
dead.
Ring true.
Yes, yeah, he's dead, Marco Polo. Yeah. And he always do, but there's a sort of recipe show as well, isn't there? Because he'll always do a bit of something, isn't it?
No, that's Hell's Kitchen.
No.
That's on soon.
The one I've seen, though, I've seen Willy's Chocolate Factory, and he always, there's a bit where he goes, I'm just going to rustle something quickly up for the kids because...
And he'll make it always involves chocolate, doesn't it? Yeah. We're having chocolate. Fish and chips and a side order of chocolate.
Exactly.
Sauce.
Yeah. I'm making an omelette, just grating some chocolate in.
It's plain chocolate. It's not very sweet. It's cacao. It's cacao.
Cacao with 100%.
Cacao.
Cacao beans.
But I'm quite interested to try that. I'll be interested to go and get some of that. But my chocolate of choice would probably be... It would probably be... there's too many to choose from.
Actually, I think... Well... You're quite a fussy eater at the best of times, so I would imagine. I'd imagine it takes you quite a long time to.
It takes a long time. If the tin foil's not the right colour, forget it.
Yeah, quite. I must say, for me, it would always be on the cheaper end. It's the sort of.
Yeah.
It's the sort of one you'd buy in W.H. Smith rather than the one.
What do you mean? Not chocolate flavour. You don't like a bit of chocolate flavour coating.
Come on, be serious.
Yeah.
No, but you're more.
I
just want a straightforward. I don't want one of those.
You don't want a triple milled smooth.
No. You just want chocolate that tastes like it did when you were a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh, I sound like some old, dreadful sentimental.
Don't give me none of that new stuff.
Don't give me any of this newfangled nonsense.
No. And also, please, don't start flavouring it with alcohol.
No, never.
Don't do that.
Don't do that with anything that is sweet. Don't be putting sherry in a trifle.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
It just mucks up the taste of childhood.
What was perfectly lovely, you've put... Oh, God, you've put... Can you say God?
Well, you've said it now.
Oh, dear.
That's twice. That's another gluten to pet down.
Twice in the question.
Yeah, that's the tortoise being tortured in hibernation.
Oh, dear.
Just joking, listeners.
Just joking.
Nothing is happening to the Blue Peter pets. Let's play a record, and after this, we'll get TV's Paul Merton in.
Oh.
And we'll try and be interviewers. This could...
What attracts you to the role of being Paul Merton?
Yeah, what does it feel like to be
Paul
Merton? Okay, here's a... This is... Okay, let's try the lyrics.
Okay.
Crashing lyrics, DJ speak.
It's not happening.
Emotion it was. There's no intro. That's it. It's just started. This is the Killers. I can't stay. Oh.